It's also a perfect summer for wild pink salmon, and that's unusual because most salmon in Washington State are in big trouble. Sockeye are dying in large numbers because of the hotter than normal river temperatures. King salmon and Puget Sound are still on the federal endangered list. Wild pink salmon, not so much. In fact, nearly 7 million are forecast to return to the Puget Sound this year. Seattle forager and writer Langdon Cook told David Hyde the reason for a pink salmon run this year this big is a bit of a mystery.
I think it's just huge in terms of our sort of human memory. People just don't remember salmon runs like this. I mean, they existed way back when, but it's only really in the last 10, 15 years that we've seen runs of this size. The pinks have kind of come out of nowhere. I've talked to fisheries biologists with Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife, and they can't fully explain it. The runs started increasing in the late 90s. They've been escalating through the new millennium, and it's getting people very excited because all of a sudden, every other year, we have tons of salmon to fish for.
How is that even possible? We hear about overdevelopment, overfishing, all these other problems. Why are the pinks seemingly so resilient?
Right, and biologists don't fully know. And you talk to anglers, and it makes them a little nervous because, you know, all our other stocks are crashing, Chinook,
right,
steelhead, et cetera. And then there's the lowly pink salmon, which really has been an object of derision for millennia. Even, you know, Indian kids used to have legends that they told that made fun of the pink salmon for his hump. The males developed this hump in the spawn, and they're somewhat funny looking. We've made fun of pinks, you know, for millennia, and yet now it's sort of our last great run around here.
I'm wondering now about orca whales. They're salmon eaters, so they must be pretty excited about this. There's all kinds of food coming back for them. Is that affecting their populations?
So just a couple of weeks ago in mid-July, I was up in the San Juans, and I'm watching orcas through Haro Strait while I'm catching one pink after another. And there was just a parade of pinks splashing by, and the orcas were paying them no attention whatsoever. They want Chinook. Resident orcas prey on Chinook. And that's one of the reasons why their population is declining, because of the decline in Chinook. There's a direct correlation there.
Orcas are Chinook or king salmon snobs. They look down on the lowly pinks just like they've been looked down on through history.
They're just like us. They are salmon snobs.
What about you? It sounds like you're not much of an anti-pink snob.
I have learned to love the pink. Pinks are what we have here in Puget Sound, at least every other year. So I actually like to smoke them. I have a smoker at home.
It's legal now.
Yes, that's right. In Washington, we can smoke our pinks now.
Before you eat them, you got to catch them get somebody else to catch them. How do you go about it?
At this point, you know, you could take a tour of our local beaches and just look for the fishermen. That's where the action is. And this time of year, you will see people out there on the beaches.
You do not need a boat.
You don't need a boat. Pinks come right in on the beach. Just need a simple spinning rod or casting rod. I actually go out with a fly rod. It's just such a great scene out there on the beach. It's a very democratic fishery. You have all sorts of different languages being spoken, different types of people. They're all out there trying to catch what is a local Northwest, you know, delicacy.
What's your case, your best case for why people need to get out there, or you want people to get out there and try fishing if they haven't? Why are you so passionate about this?
I think just anything that gets you outside, reconnecting with your natural environment, is good. It helps produce future stewards of the land and the water.
How so?
Well, you know, you go out and you catch that first salmon, you are going to get that buzz of excitement. It pushes all the primal buttons, and it turns people into environmentalists, people who care about protecting the resource, protecting our wild places.
We don't usually think about it that way, though. Don't we think of people as sort of predating on the environment?
It's a little anglers. Counterintuitive.
Yeah, so how does that work?
I think that when you go out and have a positive experience in nature, whether it's, say, going for a hike in the Cascades or catching a salmon on the beach, you are going to be more apt to want to maintain that sort of experience for the future, for your own children. That means maybe getting involved in cleaning up Puget Sound, or getting involved with our local fisheries commission. The thing that's so cool about the pinks is that they're in the urban environment. So I'm fishing for them right in Seattle. This is an urban fishery. And it's amazing that we have it at all, considering the amount of damage that we've done to our urban habitat. But, you know, we have the Duwamish cleanup that's going on right now. There are all sorts of people who have become involved in the sort of natural world around us, even if that natural world has been totally compromised by just the usual trappings of urban life. We can still have good outdoor experiences in the city, and we have to think about it that way.
That's Seattle forager and writer Langdon Cook speaking with David Hyde about the big pink salmon run this year. Nearly 7 million pinks forecast to return to Puget Sound.